I mean, you talked a lot about the impact of the oligopolistic structure of the market and how that's not giving consumers a good deal. What's the solution to that?
Well, you've got to get new entrants, and it's been shown that some of the minor players provide some of the best, have some of the best reputation, so that backs that up. How do you do that? It's very difficult. Just making a very concentrated market open. I think Ofgem's proposal that's on the table and government's starting to backing up of having to sell 20% of their energy generation out to auction is a good start. I think that really would start to shake up the market.
Do you think you should go further?
Well, I think we should see what that does, how that works, and then with the agenda to move it forward further in some way. At some point, that might then actually lead to a separation of generation from distribution. But yes, that's a start, and we need to get on with it.
And the other thing you mentioned that interested me was the fuel poverty agenda. I mean, you know, has the last government created a rod for our backs here by having the concept of fuel poverty when we're really just at the mercy of, you know, the wholesale prices and what the market does to us?
Well, it is very uncomfortable for any government, yes, because you've got very little control over global energy prices, which affect our energy prices, so your figures on fuel poverty swing up and down. But I think targets are almost impossible on this. It's more around longer-term policy. But it's really, really important that we see those figures and we understand them. Because at the end of the day, as I think I said, something like 25,000 people die in excess of wintertime, in excess of summertime. Not all of that is directly around heating and fuel poverty, but a significant proportion is. It's around real lives and people's real standard of living at the bottom of society. And it's really important to continue to concentrate on that.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.